So I'm gonna read the Medrash. The Medrash goes like this: Vayikra Rabba Yudches Dalet. The Medrash says, again by Maimon Har Sinai, that we know that any chayla that was sick before Maimon Har Sinai, they said Nasa Venishma, they had a complete refuah. It says Tani Rabshim Marichai, the Yeshua Shamdu Yisrael Har Sinai, Vamru Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa Venishma, and they said Nasa Venishma. Or you say Shah Loi Hoya Bahem Zav and Mitzayra, didn't have any type of Zav and Mitzayra, which is some type of chayli. Loi Chigrin, Loi Sumin, Loi Ilman, Loi Harashim, Loi Shaitim, all these different sicknesses of blind and Shaita and all these different chayli that we said, then everything got better. Alayhi Shah, Pasuk Shir Shirin, Paritah, Pasuk Zayin, Kulach Yafa Rayasi, Umum Einbach, my beloved ones are beautiful and there's no mum in you. Everyone was B'Shleimus. The Medrash continues, once they did an Avera, Loi Avru Yom Kalam, was only a matter of time, Ache Nimtu Bahen Zavim Mutaran. Al Yisashah, on that moment, Hawaimer, which is the Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Vayishalchu Min HaMachne Kol Turo V'Kol Zav, Dinim of Tumah, that you have to leave the Machane, and you can't be in the Machane. So the Medrash continues, so Mehechan Nitzchai V'Yisro, V'Zivas Yitzaras, when did this happen? When did this change happen? When was this Chet that we're talking about? So Rabbanan Amri Min HaEgel, happened by the ego. The Ksiv, Yar Moshe Ki Es Ha'am Ki Paruahu Lashon of Taras, and that by the ego. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Siman Amar, Mimisainanim, happened Mimisainanim, which is in this week's Parsha, that the Yidden were complaining that they wanted, it's Machlek is exactly what that complaint was, but over here in the Medrash sounds like complaining about the meat, Shenemar Adashar Yotza Mi'apchem, would be coming out of your faces, V'hayilchem Lazara, that was Avera, that after that, it was only a matter of time when we lost this Maila that we had by Har Sinai. That means we had this Maila by Har Sinai that we were on a certain Madrigo, a certain Segula, that we were connected to something unnatural, that all the refuis that people don't just get, that we just got from being connected to the Matan Torah. And then we lost it when we did this Avira. So, Rashiva or Shner Zatzal, Zechatzadik Kosh Zavracha asked, Hamasha Abam Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simi. He says, Bishlam Adar Abanan. I understand. So we had this connection to Matan Torah, and then we did the ego, which is, you know, the worst Aver, Avodah Zarah. And we lost this Madrega, and then it was only a matter of time for the Seder. Understand. We lost this Madrega, and then sicknesses come. Avir Lefi, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simain, we went through the ego, and we still were on this madriga, where there was no problems, no, everyone was still unnaturally, the etzem, healthy, and nothing wrong. And then only by the mesonim, that they had a taiva for basar, wanted a shtickle steak, that now they lost the madriga, this connection of madriga there at Har Sinai. What happened? Ramash is very short. But ego, we said, Eila lehecha Yisrael, talking about the Avodah Zarah, they're saying, this is the new Eibushar that took you out of Mitzrayim, Chas V'Shalom, they were saying, and that wasn't enough. The worst avera to get them to lose this madriga, and the type of for a piece of meat, no, a piece of meat. That's what he asks. So I saw Rabbi Rucham Moshe in Yerach Me'adim, he brings down Amash Amayra that he wants to use to try to answer what could be Pshah and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simai. How even though we did the ego, we still were able to hold on to this madriga, and hold on to it until this point of the basar. So he says like this. He brings down that the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says like the following, that it says, "Upiria yimasek l'chiki," his fruit was sweet to my palate. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, "Elu shnei masar chodesh as Yisrael lefnei Har Sinai." These are the shnei masar chodesh that Klal Yisrael was at Har Sinai. What is it? What were we doing then? Mismaskin b'divrei Torah. We were mamish in the sweetness of the Torah. It sounds like we're almost marinating in the sweetness of Torah, Pasha. Matam upiri masik l'chiki. So we're at a point, and it's not just by Matan Torah itself, right? We're talking about that they came to Midbar Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, before they got to Torah. And until this week's Parsha, which is almost a year later, 12 Chadashim minus 10 days, whatever, they left Chaf Iyar, they were at Har Sinai, and they were mismasking the Divrei Torah. They were sitting there and just enjoying the sweetness of Torah. And another lesson of a medrash of how much they were enjoying the Torah. It says, Haviyani al-Beis Ayayin, also over there in Shir HaShirim, Hashem brought us to this martif of Yayin, Zeh Sinai. And he gave us Torah, mitzvahs, ma'asim, tovim, over ava gedolei kibalti esam. That's lashon. So we're giving lashonis of such of enjoyment of us sitting and basking in the Torah. You see the mashal of a kid going to a candy store. Sometimes someone who knows wine, or you see people that are into wine or alcohol, you tell them, "I'll give you my credit card. I'll take you, you buy whatever you want for a kiddush." Their face will light up with a certain masikas of just they know they get any wine they want. That's the midrash we're giving this mashal over here. That was how sweet and the arivas of Torah we had at that point. Not only that, a step further is that the etzim tchias hamesim is mavur midrashim that the Torah itself was mechayas, but not just the Torah itself, the mesikas of Torah. Listen to this medrash. The medrash says, chikum antakim, Rabbi Zariah, Rabbi Acha, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Amru, B'shosh Hashem Yisrael, B'sinai, Anoichi, Hashem said, when Klai Yisrael heard Anoichi, Parfa Nishmasa, we know that it was too much for us to handle, our Nishmas flew back. So what happened? So, Chulu, it says over here, Chazar Hadibur L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Etzem Dibur, it sounds like Anoichi Hashem went over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'amru, Rabbi Nishalela, Ata Chai V'Kayam, you're Chai V'Kayam, V'Terosecha Chai V'Kayamas, Shlachtani Eitzel Mesim, Kula Mesim. He gave me to a bunch of people who are dead. What am I supposed to do now? So what happened? Ba'isa Shazak the Medrash, Chazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Himtek Lahem Asa Dibur. Hashem was made the Etzem Dibur sweeter. That means that we had the Dibur V'Nech Hashem, it was too powerful for us to digest, to be able to handle it. And Hashem sweetened the Etzem Dibur. The Medrash continues, and it says, Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yechai, Torah Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hechzirim Nafshei Seim. The Etzem Torah itself was Machzir their Etzem Nefesh back to them. The Torah itself. Like the Pasuk says, Torah Hashem Tamim Meshiv as Nefesh. So, an unbelievable thing over here, you see that the sweetness of the Torah itself was Gufo Mechayah them to be able to get back their Neshama that was too strong for them. And they sat here for 12 months sitting and enjoying the geshmak of the Torah, and that was the madriga that they were on. So, I want to say like this, that kol zman that they had this yud beis chadosh, and that they're sitting here and being mismasking with the Torah and enjoying it, and mamash living the sweetness of Torah with the full geshmak. So, that was the madriga that Be'etzem connected them, to the Maimed Har Sinai. The Etzem Maimon Har Sinai, we said that the Dibur, the sweetness of the Etzem Dibur, which was Mechayah them, and that they Etzem rode with that for the whole 12 months over there, that as long as they still had that, then they were still connected to the Etzem Har Sinai, the Etzem Maimon. And the Etzem Maimon, once they were still connected to that, so then you still have this Madriga where you could unnaturally continue living without sicknesses and stuff like that. But as soon as we removed ourselves from that Madriga, of the sweetness of the Torah and being connected to that masuk of the dibur that Hashem Etzem put into us to be mechayas and have with us, and we somehow lost that madriga, so then we took ourselves away from that Maimon Har Sinai. But Etzem, that itself was the period from Maimon Har Sinai, and once we had that, so then Mineu Bei, we really lost out that segula of how we were unnaturally able to continue being healthy. So he says like this, that, what's talking of the difference? What's talking of the difference? Meaning, we're saying now that, what happened? So after we had these Yud Beis Chadashim, so now, how do we know we talk of lost that Mesikas HaTorah? Maybe we still had it. So he says, as soon as we started complaining for a piece of meat, and we were sitting there about misaining for basar, so mineu bei, that means that we lost our mesikas haTorah. What's the raya? So it's obviously a pasha d'zach, but you read them from the famous Ar Chaim Parshas Kisavai, that if a person has mesikas varivas haTorah, then kol taiva, kol kesef, kol zov, ba'olam is nothing to him. It's mamish k'loi, nothing to him. So really, Rabbi Bajo was speaking about this. He said negeya. The etzem cheshek for Torah versus the cheshek of the other taivas or arayas, these are things very much connected. But the yisoid is that that itself was the gresh araya that they lost this connection of the mesikas haTorah. So I was trying to just work it out. That means that by the ego, We're saying that even though they did this, the Maisa Eagle, how does that help? I'm saying, isn't that, shouldn't that be a raya that they also lost the Masika Satera? So I was just thinking that it's two different, it's mamash two different nekudas. Why? Because what happened by the Eagle was that, and like the Medrash says, they're still being mismasik with Torah, but I was thinking it's not a stira, because what happened? Moshe went up for 40 days and 40 nights, and they miscalculated the cheshbon, right? So the pshat is that they wanted a leader, they wanted someone, and it spiraled out of hand, and they ended up doing avodah zarah. And even if you say that there was other stuff, arayas or shvichas tam going on, it spiraled out of control, out of a sudden thing. Nothing happened. In this week's parsha, there's a whole different mindset that's going on over here. We look at, they're sitting here traveling, and it's not just that they bumped it, they passed a restaurant that with a ribeye, and they wanted a steak over here. They're sitting there daydreaming about steak. That means that their entire excitement in life was totally a totally different way it was in the last 12 months. That means the 12 months beforehand, they're sitting there, and their entire geschmack and everything was the sweetness of Torah. And now when they're just on, this is what they're thinking about, that they're complaining about. They didn't see anything. I think, what was Meir in? It was this disconnect from the sweetness of Torah, and now Mineu Bay, all of a sudden, right then and there, you're hit with this longing for Gashmias, which you don't have when you're sitting there and you're getting the Geshmak from Torah Mineu Bay. So Lamaisa, I was thinking, so it's a very scary Zach, because we're talking about the Dardea over here, right? The Dardea was Ro Shifa. What are we? What's for us? I'm saying we try to have the Amelus, the Masika Zatera, but they lost it in 1 second. What happened? So I just wanted to shout too. It was really the same beside, but the Marsha and Shabbos, really on this week's parsha also, that the Torah puts in the Pesukim of Ayhibin Saya Ha'arain being Peranius the Peranius to break up the Parshiyos. Here the Marsha is kind of a warning, like, how could it be that the Yidden didn't bechlal do any averis the whole 12 months, but basically, came out when they were by Har Sinai, and now all of a sudden everything goes downhill and they start traveling? So he says, a very interesting thing. He says that, Ki minisiyasam Har Sinai, in Kufta Zayin, Amar Aleph, the Marsha, Ki minisiyasam Har Sinai, Shahaya Beis HaMedrash Elohem, Nasa Batik, they left that into Batik Nisiyas Shalom Aras, Leilich HaHar Taivas Libam. He says, once they left Har Sinai, he says the Har Sinai, the whole 12 months was a Beis Medrash. That's what he says. So they're in the Beis Medrash for 12 months. So it's pasha how they were able to keep up their Masika Satera. But as soon as they left, and they left the Beis Medrash, so then they lost, they followed after the Taibas Libam. The Meshchad Shivan B'Shana Rishayin Shabo L'Sinai Ad Chaf Yer B'Shana Shniyah Ha'iv Beis HaSefer V'Lei Chada Ad Acher Kach. That everything went downhill with the Mesainanim and the Meraglim and everything that we know. So the Eitzah is obviously that if the whole Maila of being by Harsina was good for the Beis Medrash, so then obviously the best Eitzah is obviously not leaving the Beis Medrash. Pagal by Menuvel Zeh, right? Then you go to the Beis Medrash. Obviously that's the Eitzah. But over here, just one step further, the Hashem told him to travel. That's him. So, but it sounded like the Hemshech of Marsha also is that there is this. They could have traveled with the Aron, with like Sheva Levi did with the Aron, and not be a distance of 3 days behind him. It says, "The Aron Bris Hashem Nesiel Fame Derek Gimel Yamim." Shot is because they made this disconnect in Divrei Torah for 3 days. Then this is what happened. But Sheva Levi says that they traveled in Machna Leviyah with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they had the Aron, which the Aron is the Etzem the Torah. So then they didn't do any chatam in the midbar the entire time Sheva Levi. So to be able to have the Masika Satira without losing it is obviously staying in the Beis Medrash or taking the Beis Medrash with you and staying connected whatever your mitzvah is at the time. Even if Hashem told them to travel, they didn't have to, like the Medrash says, they ran out of Beis Medrash, but like a teenage Beis HaSefer, it didn't have to be that disconnect. Even when someone has to do whatever the mitzvah that is on him to do, is to always have the Torah bring it with him, bring the Aron with him. It just brings like a lot of geshmaka things that the etzem, the ikar mitzvah of limud Torah is kufa, the to have the sweetness in Torah, to have the geshmak in Torah, brings down from the Avni Nezer in his akdama to Igle Tal, he brings down that he's coming to mamash to be knock out the tzad that people think that you're supposed to learn Torah with just a pshitas l'shem mitzvah and not have a gishmak in it. And his mamash says this is a tais meforsam ikar mitzvah lima Torah is to be sasa sameach and masanik b'limudai. And Rabbi brings Rabbeinu Avraham in a har that even though other mitzvahs are lav lahenis ninu, Torah is not like that. He says that the ikar tzivoy is to tzair the ms of Torah ulis anik b'lehanis b'mada l'sameach levavah v'sichloi. It says Pekudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chalev that the ikar is to bring out the Geshmak of Torah. It's not just a zaitig and a kuda. It sounds like from all the Mefarshim that it's the ikar mitzvah of Limud Torah. The Vush says that the Birchas Torah is that he says that it's this thing that we're saying about the Masikas Torah, how important it is. He says that the bracha of the first bracha of Birchas Torah is a bracha. It's a bracha chreina on the day before his Torah to be mekayim the Masikas Torah. To hold in the Masikas Torah, and there shouldn't be a steer to the new learning. And the bracha on today's bracha, the bracha on the new one, is for a bracha Rishona on the Torah. But you see how important it is to have this Masikas Torah, and it's the Iker Mitzvah, and it's Shetak V'Zeicha to keep retaining the Masikas Torah and continue shtagging.